Hi, everybody. Welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Jeffrey. This is part two of our article about Jamie and Jimmy's Food Fight Club. Mm. And in day one, we talked about some American food, which turns out it's European food, French and German. Mm-hmm. We discussed Italian desserts and Belgian beer. Really great stuff. Mm. But how about British cuisine? You know, when Americans think of British cuisine, we think of maybe cold fish.
What?
Or burned potatoes.
Nonsense!
We have no idea.
Okay, now I will admit that British cuisine is probably not the best in the world. It's not very spicy, it's not always too interesting. However, we have lots of really amazing stuff. We have some great chefs who can create anything the Europeans can do. We can match it, we can beat it. And that's what this show's about. Two chefs, Jamie Oliver and his friend Jimmy, are going to take on the best of Europe in a food competition. Okay, so let's take a look at the article and see what happens.
Reading. Jamie and Jimmy's Food Fight Club. Jamie and Jimmy have a grand dream: to make Great Britain a country respected rather than ridiculed for its cooking. They aim high in their first test by taking on France, a truly epic figure in the culinary world. What's more, they don't stick to a local dish like fish and chips. They are bold enough to have a battle of the cheeses. These boys must be mad. To make sure they have a shot at taking down the French, Jamie and Jimmy visit some expert cheesemakers. They get 5 exquisite cheeses in 5 categories: hard, soft, blue, sheep, and goat. The guys also make their own Essex-flavored cheese, but the experts think it's awful and best left far away from any serious competition. On the way to the showdown, Jamie imagines himself in a battle scene on the northern coast of France. But he needs to get real and quit dreaming, because the French are more than ready to defend their honor. To see which of these age-old rivals comes away with cheesy glory, watch Jamie and Jimmy's Food Fight Club.
So the article begins by saying Jamie and Jimmy have a grand dream, which of course is to beat Europe. Now here we use the word grand, G-R-A-N-D. Grand. And this is an adjective, and it kind of means like large and impressive and ambitious. For example, the new president has a grand plan to reform the country's education system. So it's not a little plan, it's a big plan with lots of effects. So a grand plan.
Mm-hmm. Now, their dream is to make Great Britain a country respected rather than ridiculed for its cooking.
Okay? Damn me.
I don't think Great Britain is very respected for its cooking. In fact, it's often ridiculed in TV and movies. Mm-hmm. So the verb ridicule is to make fun of or to laugh at. So, you know, in the introduction, I couldn't really name special British food, and I've never had good British food. I've never seen a British restaurant, so I don't have a high opinion yet of British food.
Yeah, we'll change that, okay? The article goes on to say they aim high in their first test by taking on France, a truly epic figure in the culinary world. Okay?
This is a big challenge.
Yeah, very big.
I would ridicule them for trying to take on France in such a challenge. France is super famous for its food.
Yeah?
No chance.
We're going to take them on. And to take someone on, or to take on something, is to challenge something. It's to compete against something. For example, in tonight's basketball game, the Miami Heat take on the Houston Rockets.
Good game. All right, so this is...
It's an epic contest.
Yes.
What does epic mean?
Well, epic, we're talking about epic in terms of France being... a grand figure in the cooking world, because epic means great, grand, huge in scale or character, and it particularly impressive or remarkable.
Yes.
So as I said, my opinion of French cooking is that it's great.
Yeah, it's famous for being great. For example, the young hero went on an epic journey to rescue the lost princess. And so he's going on a big, long, famous, remarkable journey. And the word culinary, which was in that last sentence, we kind of mentioned that in day one. It means related to food. So they're famous for their food.
All right. So what's more, the article continues, they don't stick to a local dish like fish and chips. That's right. Fish and chips. That's what Britain is famous for.
Exactly.
But, you know, they're fish and chips. They're just fish and potatoes. Okay, chips are actually sort of like French fries in British English.
Yeah.
But they're both colorless. They're just kind of white or gray. And they're both fried, deep fried. Doesn't seem very interesting or very healthy. It just seems like food someone would eat at a bar.
Yeah, to be honest, I can't disagree with that. We do fry these fish and the chips. We add some interesting toppings like
mayonnaise,
mushy peas, baked beans, curry sauce. So we can make it interesting. But yes, it's not a great thing. And as Jeffrey said, we don't call French fries French fries in Britain. We call them chips, okay? And chips, like you'd get in a bag, we call crisps, okay? A few important differences there. Anyway, the article goes on. They are bold enough to have a battle of the cheeses. Okay, if you're bold, it means you're brave. You have courage, spelt B-O-L-D, bold. For example, the bold young athlete challenged the champion to a race.
Okay, so you act boldly if you do something like that. If you show courage and bravery, you look very bold. And that's great. All right. So these boys must be mad.
What?
Wait, are they angry?
No, they're crazy. Why would you try and battle France with cheeses? They're famous for their good cheese, but so are we.
Oh, that's right. So the word mad in British English means kind of crazy. Okay, not really angry.
Well, we do use both, actually. We use both. Anyway, to make sure they have a shot at taking down the French, Jamie and Jimmy visit some expert cheese makers, okay? So they want to take down the French, okay? If you take someone down, if you take down someone, you defeat or you beat them in a competition. You go, I'm going to take you down. For example, there was a big shock when the young boxer took down the world champion.
All right, so they are preparing for an epic battle against the French. So they need some coaches, some experts to help them prepare to have a shot. Now, the phrase have a shot means to have a chance of doing something. Okay, if you have no shot, you have no chance.
Yeah. Okay,
so, you know, if you are an actor and you have a shot at appearing in a Hollywood film, you should definitely go for it.
For sure, yes. You've got to take that shot. If you have a shot, you've got to take it. It's also today's shortcut for you, so we'll take a break now and watch the video.
Shortcut for you.
I'm really excited about our team this year.
Oh, yeah. I love sports. Woohoo!
Well, my team has a shot at winning it all this year.
Aren't you on the baseball team? There's no shooting in baseball.
To have a shot at something, is to have a chance or opportunity to do something.
I got it. To have a shot at something means 有机会做某事。
Our team has a lot of good players. I'm lucky I had the shot to join it.
And now you'll have a shot at winning a championship.
I can't wait.
So, how will you help?
When I have a shot to bat, I'll hit a home run.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome.
Hi, guys. Welcome back. So, we've just talked about Jamie and Jimmy having a shot at winning the Battle of the Cheeses with the French. And the article says they get 5 exquisite cheeses in 5 categories, okay? So exquisite just means extremely beautiful or delicate or just better. And in the case of cheeses, an exquisite cheese would be really tasty. We could also say the jewelry store is full of exquisite diamond rings and gold necklaces.
Okay, so they get cheeses in 5 categories. Okay, category. A category is a specific group or type of something with its own unique characteristics. There's something special about that group. Mm. So there are many different categories of video games, such as fighting games, shooting games, sports games, problem-solving games, adventure games, etc.
Okay,
so there are 5 categories of cheeses. I can't name 5 categories. I know there's yellow cheese, white cheese, stinky cheese.
Okay, yeah, we can do a bit better than that because we can say hard cheese, soft cheese, blue cheese, which is the stinky one, sheep's cheese, and goat's cheese. Okay, so all of these are good. Do you have a favorite cheese?
I actually really like blue cheese.
Me too.
But it's not really blue.
No, it's got little bits of dark blue or green in it, and that actually comes because they've got mold in, but it's good mold, not bad mold, and it makes it taste good. I like goat's cheese, I do. I really like goat's cheese.
Good mold. Okay, well, in America, we really love cheddar cheese. Now, does that actually come from Britain?
Some of it will, yes. It's a type of cheese, but we've got an area called cheddar in England. There are several other areas in England where you can only make that kind of cheese if it comes from that area, like the blue cheese Stilton can only come from a certain area. Anyway, the guys also make their own Essex-flavored cheese. But the experts think it's awful and best left away from any serious competition. Now, I'm not sure what an Essex flavour cheese would be, but Essex is famous for people having fake suntans and wearing kind of plastic shoes. So I can't imagine the cheese is very good either.
Yeah, if you've ever tried to make your own cheese at home, it probably wasn't expert-level cheese.
Yeah, it wasn't exquisite.
No, not at all. So, they make this cheese, but the experts reject it. They say, don't bring that to France.
Get that out of here,
It's no good. Now, so they're all ready. They've got their cheeses. They know what to do. And on the way to the showdown, Jamie imagines himself in a battle scene on the northern coast of France. So, he has a daydream where he's wearing a army uniform and the boats are crashing on the beach, guns are firing. Okay, so he's a dreamer, definitely. So he's thinking about this showdown. A showdown is a final test or confrontation intended to settle an argument or some sort of disagreement. So, for example, Simon had a showdown with his boss yesterday.
Oh, that's trouble. He may have lost his job. Okay, but Jamie needs to stop daydreaming. The article says he needs to get real and quit dreaming because the French are more than ready to defend their honor. Okay, the French are going to accept this challenge and they're going to fight their hardest. So Jamie needs to get real. And this means accept the truth. Not deceive yourself. Basically, stop dreaming. Live in the real world. So, for example, I'll admit, when I was a kid, I wanted to be a wizard, okay? A bit like Harry Potter, but I had to get real and become an English teacher and have magic of my own. The magic of words.
I'm very proud of you, Pat.
Mm-hmm.
So, speaking of words, the way this article is written, it sounds like there's a very serious battle and defending of honor, which is very old-fashioned.
Mm-hmm.
You know, men used to get into fights over their honor, and they used to have duels, spelled D-U-E-L. So, mm-hmm. What is a duel, Pat?
Well, that could be, in the old days, it would have been a sword fight. You'd one man, and or two men, two swords, have a fight. Then they moved on to pistols. They'd stand, like, back to back, 10 paces, turn and fire. Okay, so it would be some kind of contest to see who wins, often with one person dying. Okay.
Ooh, to the death. And a lot of times, it was just over someone's honor.
Yes.
Maybe you were rude to the other person, and you wouldn't apologize. Well, and we'll
fight
go out on the street and have a duel.
Yeah.
Very dangerous times. But this show is actually really fun, and it's all in good fun. It's just a pretend battle.
Yeah.
They're really just bringing a plate of cheeses to France, but it's really fun to watch the way this show and Jamie Oliver create this scene and this imagination.
Mm. So now, to see which of these age-old rivals comes away with the cheesy glory, watch Jamie and Jimmy's Food Fight Club. See who wins. Now, age-old means it goes back a long time, so it's an old rivalry between England and France. So we've been fighting for thousands of years. We are rivals. What's a rival?
Well, a rival is a person or a group competing with another for the same goal or for superiority to be the best.
Yeah.
For example, when I was in high school, we were the North High School, and our rivals were the South High School. So every time we played them in sports or maybe a science competition,
You'd want to win. You'd want to beat them.
We wanted to beat them more than anybody else. So if you're a fan of baseball, you should know that the New York Yankees and the Boston Red Sox are big rivals. They've been playing each other for, I think, more than 100 years.
Yeah, both sides want the glory, and this is spelled G-L-O-R-Y, glory. And it's great pride or honor or praise for kind of winning stuff. For example, the team was covered in glory after they won the World Series. Okay,
sure.
That's how they get their glory. And Jamie Oliver and his mate Jimmy, they want cheesy glory. Will they get it? Who knows? Watch the show, but for us, it's time for our For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
Welcome back. It's time for our For You Chat question. So the question is, how do you feel about competitions? Are you the nervous type? So are you always ready to compete, or do you get really nervous and it makes you feel uncomfortable to compete?
A little, yeah. I don't get nervous before performing, but I like to perform with people, working together. I don't really like trying to beat somebody. I never enjoy that so much. It's not a good atmosphere. How about you?
I can understand that. When I get nervous before a competition, it usually means I really care about winning.
Mm.
But if I'm just playing a game with my friends, I don't like to get nervous because it's okay if I lose a game to my friends. I'm not really that competitive.
Okay. Well, Jamie and Jimmy are competitive and they want to beat the France, and I'm supporting you guys. Do it. Win. We'll have to watch the show to see if they do, but for Pat and
Jeffrey,
for English for You, it's all from us, so we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Jamie and Jimmy's Food Fight Club. Jamie and Jimmy have a grand dream to make Great Britain a country respected rather than ridiculed for its cooking. They aim high in their first test by taking on France, a truly epic figure in the culinary world. What's more, they don't stick to a local dish like fish and chips. They are bold enough to have a battle of the cheeses. These boys must be mad. To make sure they have a shot at taking down the French, Jamie and Jimmy visit some expert cheesemakers. They get 5 exquisite cheeses in 5 categories: hard, soft, blue, sheep, and goat. The guys also make their own Essex-flavored cheese, but the experts think it's awful and best left far away from any serious competition. On the way to the showdown, Jamie imagines himself in a battle scene on the northern coast of France. But he needs to get real and quit dreaming, because the French are more than ready to defend their honor. To see which of these age-old rivals comes away with cheesy glory, watch Jamie and Jimmy's Food Fight Club. Vocabulary Review. Grand. The pyramids of Egypt are grand structures that were built thousands of years ago. Bold. The bold young boy was not afraid to play rugby with boys much larger than him. Category. Many game shows ask people questions in categories such as history, science, and pop culture. Rival. HTC and Apple are rivals in the smartphone market. Glory. Olympic athletes get the greatest glory by winning gold medals.